It's primary election day here in West Virginia, and it's unlike any election in modern history. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, state officials delayed the state's primary 12 primary and allowed all resident registered voters to request an absentee mail-in ballot. Per usual, voters also had the opportunity to vote early in person. If you're heading to the polls today to vote, you may have some questions. WVPB Interim News Director Glennis Board and reporter Brittany Patterson have some answers.
So, Election Day, historic Election Day, and let's just go over some of the basics. What time do the polls open?
They have been open since 6:30 a.m. bright and early. And one thing to remember about polls is that you need to vote at your assigned polling location. And so if you're not sure where that is, you can go online to the Secretary of State's website, sos.wv.gov, and look it up.
Great. And polls close at 7:30, right?
That's right.
So let's say you have an absentee ballot. What can you do with it? Can you fill it out today still?
Yeah. So absentee ballots need to be postmarked by the end of the day. You can also drop them off at your county clerk's office. You could also drop off up to one other person's ballot. And just remember, if you requested and received an absentee ballot and you're like, oh, I don't know, I want to do this in person, I want my sticker, you're going to need to take that ballot with you to your polling place.
What have we learned about whether or not it's safe to vote in person?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, this is an unprecedented election. You know, we've got this whole global pandemic thing. So state voting officials say they have taken a lot of steps to ensure both the safety of the voters and the poll workers. Here's Secretary of State Mac Warner telling us a little bit about it.
The facility disinfection plans are underway. The clerks are prepared with the sanitation, the personal protective equipment. They're training the poll workers on how to properly cleanse between the different voters. They're going to hand out everything from Q-tips, which is a way you can actually touch an electronic screen and cast your vote without actually touching the screen yourself, offering people gloves, that sort of thing. So I want the voters to feel comfortable going in person. I want the poll workers to feel comfortable because of the face masks, face shields, gloves, and so forth.
Still, you know, public health experts recommend that you follow the guidelines from the CDC if you do go out today to the polls. Here's coronavirus czar Dr. Clay Marsh. He was speaking Monday during the governor's daily virtual press conference.
As you go to vote tomorrow, vote safely. Remember that there are three C's that we need to pay attention to. That is close quarters, that's being inside with other people. That's crowds and constant contact, so people that you're stationary with. So as you go out to vote, wear your mask and keep your distance as much as you possibly can. It's an incredibly important right, and we want everybody to do it safely.
So, you know, wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart from other people, wash your hands before and after, or use hand sanitizer. Glennis, I know that you have been talking to some county clerks about what to expect at the polls. What type of atmosphere are we expecting, given that it is a global pandemic and, you know, there has been sort of historic protests across the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Those protests are ongoing and they've been going on. But generally speaking, in West Virginia, we've had very peaceful events. And at the county clerk's offices where I've called around, they don't anticipate any issues. They certainly don't anticipate any protest issues. And a lot of people are expecting poll workers will be very bored because they've had unprecedented amounts of mail-in ballots this year. 6,000 in Ohio County and 3,200 up in Hancock County. And so there's a good chance that, yeah, there won't be long lines. Of course, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see who comes out and what their experiences are like.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, happy voting.
Happy voting.
That was Glennis Board speaking with Brittany Patterson. You can find much more primary election coverage on our website, wvpublic.org.